This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is directing the 50 states as well as territories and tribal governments to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccine by the start of May and get the country back closer to normal by the 4th of July. In his first primetime address to the nation since becoming president, Biden said he would deploy more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, such as medical students, veterinarians, and dentists, to deliver shots. Biden also appealed to Americans to do their part to prevent another surge in infections and deaths, saying we need everyone to get vaccinated. The president said people should keep wearing masks as recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and keep washing their hands and stay socially distanced. U.S. unemployment compensation claims eased last week, according to the Labor Department, as the world's biggest economy appears poised to recover from the damage wreaked by the coronavirus pandemic. Employers in many states are still facing directives to curtail their operations, but some state governors are revoking orders for people to wear face masks and allowing businesses to fully reopen. U.S. employers have called back millions of workers who were laid off during business shutdowns last year, but some hard-hit businesses have been slow to ramp up operations again or have closed permanently, leaving workers idle or searching for new employment. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hospitals in Brazil's main cities are reaching capacity. This according to health officials, as the country recorded the world's highest COVID-19 death toll over the past week, triggering tighter restrictions on Thursday in its most populous states. In the past 7 days, Brazil has averaged more than 1,600 deaths per day, ahead of some 1,400 here in the United States, where the outbreak has ebbed. President Jair Bolsonaro attacked governors for the lockdowns again Thursday, including Sao Paulo State's move to ban soccer matches. Brazil's two most populous cities, Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, moved to tighten measures Thursday, as their hospitals struggled with a second wave of the virus, driven by a more contagious variant that emerged in the Amazon region. Myanmar's military junta deposed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi of accepting more than $500,000 in bribes, as another day of coup protests Thursday resulted in more deaths among the demonstrators. Suu Kyi is already facing 4 criminal charges of illegally possessing 6 unregistered walkie-talkie radios, operating communications equipment without a license, violating COVID-19 protocols by holding public gatherings, and attempting to incite public unrest. Myanmar's military regime is coming under growing criticism from the international community for its violent actions against anti-coup demonstrators. Myanmar has been plagued by nonstop chaos since February 1st, when the military detained Suu Kyi and other officials of the National League of Democracy Party. Military officials have claimed widespread fraud in last November's general election, which the NLD won in a landslide, as justification for the takeover. The fraud allegations have been denied by Myanmar's Electoral Commission. A convicted Honduran drug trafficker and former leader of a cartel testified here in the United States federal court that he paid now-President Juan Orlando Hernandez $250,000 for protection from arrest back in 2012. Divas Lino Rivera Maradiago testified Thursday that he made the payment in cash through Hernandez's sister in exchange for protection from arrest by the military and preventive police. At the time of the alleged bribe, Juan Orlando Hernandez was leader of Honduras Congress. The president has repeatedly denied such allegations, saying traffickers are lying to protect themselves. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.